You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA. It's 8:42. Larry Richard with John Shumway. John on vacation. He'll be back Monday. We go now live to Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Tamara Lush is with the Associated Press and joins us live on KDKA. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have had a very close association with the devastation of the earthquake in Haiti here in Pittsburgh. Two sisters had been there, and they saved these children from an orphanage. And the devastation there for a lot of people has been forgotten, but it obviously still exists. Are they making any progress?
The devastation absolutely still exists. I mean, some roads are clearer. Some rubble has been cleared, but not as much as you would expect 7 months in. It's still very difficult to get around. There are still many buildings that are just, you know, half destroyed, half standing. There are still tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people living in tent camps throughout the city. Things are still quite bad for people here, especially now that it's the rainy season and it rains quite hard every day here and the tents get flooded. Many people have told me that in their tents they have to stand up when it rains because water pools in their tents. It's a very, very difficult time here in Haiti.
One of the things that they're trying to get going is a workable government, and that's where Wyclef Jean comes into play, because they're saying he wants to be president of the United States or of Haiti, and now he's in hiding.
Yes. Wyclef Jean is running for president here. He would like to run for president. The situation is candidates file their paperwork, and then there's a sort of an electoral council that decides whether or not each candidate is eligible to be on the ballot. So that's kind of the stage we're in. This electoral council was supposed to decide yesterday which of the 34 candidates could be on the ballot. Late last night, they decided to postpone their decision because so many candidates had issues and paperwork issues and had contested the results. The decision has been postponed until Friday. And Wyclef Jean, of course, is one of those 34 possible candidates for president. He says that he meets the requirements. A lot of people say, no, he does not meet the requirements because they're challenging the fact that his residency here in Haiti. He does own a home. He does own businesses here. And the current president made him a goodwill ambassador at one point in 2007. And he says that's enough to qualify for residency. Of course, Wyclef Jean was born here and lived here until he was 9, but under the Haitian Constitution, technically, you're supposed to have lived here 5 years prior to being president.
So people in the United States know him as a recording artist, and I'm thinking his lifestyle's got to be pretty lush here. I'm wondering why he would want to be president of a country that's the poorest, one of the poorest on earth, and definitely the poorest in this hemisphere.
Well, I think that he just feels that this is the best way he can help, according to what he's told us at the Associated Press. He feels that this is the best way he can help by using his celebrity and his clout to help gain attention and gather money.
Why is he hiding out?
Well, we received emails as the whole electoral process unfolded. A source gave us his email address, and we emailed back and forth, he and I, several times yesterday, and he said that he received death threats, which is probably not uncommon for some top candidates here in past years, at least. Politics in Haiti is a very dangerous thing, and it wouldn't surprise me if someone threatened him. He said he received threats, and he said that he was in fear for his life, and so he went into, he said he's in seclusion, in an undisclosed place, and he wouldn't sit down to meet with us. He didn't want to talk on the phone. He just wanted to be very low-key.
Interesting. Are you seeing the aid come in from the United States? Obviously, it's off the main radar screen here right now.
Actually, there was a pretty big, in addition to all of this political intrigue yesterday, there was a large conference, a donors conference yesterday, and Bill Clinton was here. And this panel, this reconstruction panel, kind of took a first step in the recreation. They approved $1.6 billion in aid and in projects. So it's moving along, but it's moving along very slowly, and people are concerned about how slow it's moving.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Tamara Lush with the Associated Press, live in Port-au-Prince on KDKA. It's 8:47.